At 6:06, it is fair and 68 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 98. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. An Amber Alert is canceled for a missing 2-year-old boy. He has been found safe within the past half hour. Jason Taylor was apparently abducted by his father, William Taylor, who did not have custody rights.
There was a permanent protective order in place. William, as the defendant, and he was to have no contact with Jason or his mother.
That is Tulsa Police Officer Jillian Robertson. The details of how the boy was found have not been made public yet. Apparently, he was located in the northern part of Tulsa County. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says the father of a Cherokee girl in the middle of an adoption case must go to South Carolina to face accusations that he is interfering with custody rights of the girl. Aide Alex Wentz says the governor signed the extradition order that sends Dustin Brown to South Carolina.
It's become clear that Mr. Brown is not acting in good faith any longer.
Audio from KJRH Channel 2. Brown is represented by Tulsa Attorney Clark Brewster. Brewster feels the governor took the action to remain on friendly terms with the governor of South Carolina. Fallon's order does not change Veronica's current placement with the Brown family. One worker was killed and another injured in an oil tank battery explosion yesterday south of Bristow. Creek County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Les Vaughn says the explosion was reported about 11:30 yesterday. Deputies and firefighters arrived on the scene to find a large oil field tank and two trucks in flames. A class action lawsuit is filed against a Tulsa oral surgeon accused of exposing thousands of patients to hepatitis and HIV.
The lawsuit, filed by seven people in Tulsa County District Court, named Scott Harrington, his corporation, his medical staff, and several pharmaceutical companies. The patients claim that they were exposed to infectious diseases through contaminated anesthetic vials. Health officials say Harrington potentially exposed about 5,000 patients to infectious diseases due to rusty instruments and unsanitary practices. His office was shut down in March. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett wants citizens and city employees to look out for illegal dumping during the storm debris pickup. There have been a few reports of people leaving yard waste on someone else's property so that city crews can pick it up. The mayor says he doesn't want that to affect storm debris cleanup.
When people are diverted to picking up improperly dumped, illegal dumping, well, then that means that we have to wait longer. And many of us have been waiting quite a bit of time already.
Tulsa's police or the mayor's action line will take reports of illegal dumping. As a campaign to try and pass a $920 million capital improvements project list heads toward a November election, Tulsa city leaders consider how to approach the needs in the future. Councilor Blake Ewing leads a working group looking at ways to spur economic development. He believes a central plan is what's best for the community.
The process makes tons of sense to me, that there be a community working list of projects so that when these budgets and CIPs come and go, it isn't an afterthought to go, oh, we should also be doing things that help generate new revenue.
One focus of the group is to help with the development of the area around the BOK Center and a convention center in downtown Tulsa. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 94, clear tonight, mild 64 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 68 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.